Hello and welcome to
Game Together.
I am here, I'm James, I should say, and I'm here for the very first time with my very good friend and also nephew, Ollie.
Hello, hello, this is me.
Hello, Ollie. How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you.
It took me quite a long time to get here, but I'm here.
Thank you very, very much for joining me today. Normally, obviously, I'm normally joined by my good friend and also daughter, Lois. She's taking a break this week and I've replaced her with you. And I'm excited to talk to you about video games.
Yahoo!
So you're quite a big video gamer, aren't you?
Yeah.
What is your absolutely favourite video game?
It probably started off as Minecraft. Now I quite like playing Zelda.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is it? Well, we'll talk a bit more about each of those games in a little bit, but what is it you like about playing video games?
Because, you know, like, you're a fantasy character and you can do a lot of stuff that's a lot harder than in real life, because quite a lot of games, there's some sort of magic. Like, it might just be flying, like in Minecraft, or there's on dragons, like in Minecraft, or there's stuff like blood moons and dead zombies and that kind of stuff.
Stuff that you would like to be able to do in real life, or stuff that you really wouldn't want in real life. Like, I don't want zombies in real life. I wouldn't mind being able to fly, but I don't want zombies or monsters or any of that stuff in real life. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier because, you know, like, you can just be sitting in your bed doing absolutely nothing while your character is, like, gliding from a million metre high cliff to fight 5 billion zombies.
Yes, it's also a way of doing really cool things with very, very minimal exercise or effort.
Yeah, problem is that you can't always redo stuff. So say you were fighting something, you died, you can't redo it. But like, it's the same in real life.
Oh, that's totally true, isn't it? In real life, yeah, there's no do-overs, are there? You don't get to have a second chance or to try and do something again. So I guess you've got to do the best the first time round.
Yeah. And the also quite good thing is you've got some games where they're more based on real life, like they have the characters look more real, but then there's other games more like Minecraft where everything is square, but that's what makes the game good. Like other games, they make the game scary by making it more realistic, but then Minecraft is quite a lot less scary because everything is quite square.
I think Minecraft would be really, really scary if it was realistic, wouldn't it?
It would be pretty scary thinking about stuff like the Wither, Ender Dragon.
Yeah.
Enderman, yeah.
Very scary. In real life, very, very scary. All right, well, first of all, tell me about when you first started playing video games. What's the first game you remember playing?
Probably Mario Kart.
Was that on your DS?
Yeah, like, I don't think many people start playing on, like, million-pound consoles.
No. DS is a great... I mean, DS is a... I still think one of the best consoles. Such a great console to play on.
Yeah, they're really good because they're quite small, and you can do quite a lot of stuff on them. Like, you don't need massive consoles to play good games. Switches you can carry around, but then you've got like DSs, you can get they're absolutely tiny, but then you've got so much stuff in them.
Yeah. So you played Mario Kart, and did you play that on your own, or did you play that with your family?
I started playing on my own, and then like as I progress, my dad helped me do more stuff. Like, my sister got a DS, so then we friended each other and would play together.
Nice. I mean, that's one of my... I love Mario Kart. I think who doesn't love Mario Kart? It's a great game, isn't it?
It's like you either start with... I would say you probably start with something basic. Like, you don't think you... Like, they're quite easy to do. All you do is drive your car around and get better cars as you go along. And you don't have to do all of, like, the new stuff like power sliding and like kind of jumping to create like and unlocking all the modes and doing like add-ons and racing the world record people. You don't have to do all that. You can simply just drive your car around and get better and better, so you can then do those things when you find it easy.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty, isn't it, of Mario Kart, that you get it's a quite a simple game to play, but to master it, it's quite hard, isn't it? When you start getting the hang of power slides, when you start getting the hang of everything else, it's you can become really good, and you can become pretty unbeatable. I hear you're pretty good at beating your mum and dad on the Switch version.
Yeah, like in some modes you have different levels. For example, on my 2DS I started with Mario Kart 7, but now on my Switch I have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, where you've got like hover modes, and some courses have like special effects that only appear on that course. And then there's, as you go along, you get a lot more icons, like there are power ones now, and there's a lot more than there used to be.
What are some of the other games, that some of the first games you remember playing and you remember really, really liking?
I had Mario Super Bros. 2. Pretty easy because it's 2D, so you don't have to... The courses are straight, so you don't do... It's quite easy because it's guided for you. Like, there's only one route, and other routes, if you can find them. And then as you go along, you can... And there's not really control buttons. Like, some games you press about 5 different buttons at once to do, like, just moving. But all the buttons you need are to move and to jump.
Yeah, I mean, you don't often think about that, do you, about Mario? That it's like 2 buttons, jump and run together, and that's it. And yet there's so much to do in those games. That was the new Super Mario Bros. 2, was it, on the 3DS, on the DS?
Yeah, the only tiny problem with them is as you go along you need to spend quite a lot of time gathering on or redoing courses, because as you get further on, some courses you need to actually unlock by buying with stars.
So that was a good one. What else? Any other ones that that were some of the first games that you played?
I started playing WarioWare. I think that's what it is.
Oh, I love WarioWare. Are you excited about the new WarioWare that's coming out? Have you heard about this? WarioWare, get it together.
Now you've got much more detailed graphics, much more smaller graphics. So they start quite blocky, but then as you go along, you get like proper challenges with loads of detail, and you have to definitely play along a lot more.
Mm. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that coming back on the Switch, because we used to play WarioWare a lot, and the idea of being able to play it together, I think, that's a real winner, because before WarioWare was something you only kind of played on your own. So I'm really excited about being able to play it on the Switch with other people. So what was the first game that you remember, aside from Mario Kart, what's the first game you remember playing with your sister or with your mum and dad?
I would probably say just taking turns on the games. I definitely started on the Wii, I think, playing games like bowling, golf, on like Wii Resorts and that kind of thing. And I still play them quite a lot, definitely. I still now play them a bit more on my own, because that was usually just how I would play with my friends, because I wasn't very good with any technology then. Yeah.
That's when you were very little. But I think that's the cool thing, isn't it? You can play single player games, but you can still play them together with other people and share them with other people. And I remember when I was a kid, and I used to play on a PC with your dad, and we would just take turns. Well, I say we'd take turns. If I'm honest, I think I probably played the most and made him sit and watch, which wasn't really very fair. I get a stick about that sometimes. But, you know, we took turns playing things and stuff like that, and I think that's something we do now. We take turns playing games, which is quite good fun when you can't have a... Not every game can be a two-player, can it?
Yeah, it's a bit like Zelda. You don't think that the game probably wouldn't make sense if there were two people, because... And also, some games, you know... You play, you kind of get a tiny bit annoyed. Say you are playing a game like Mario Odyssey and you have to work together to make the game done. But like, I was playing a game of Pokemon, and when my sister joined, all she did was like a sidekick or a kind of thing like that, and she couldn't do anything. But then there's some games that are made for multiplayer, kind of like Minecraft,
That Roblox you were talking about before, that's another one, isn't it? Yeah, you're totally right. I think how someone designs that two-player game is really important. It's nice to have a I remember games like Mario Galaxy and like you said, Mario Odyssey and the new and the Let's Go Pokemon Let's Go games, where you can have a second player, but that person is really a bit of a passenger, aren't they? They're just there. They can sort of run around, but they're not really in any control, and it can be a bit annoying for the second player. It's not that exciting. The most recent Mario Bowser's Fury. Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, as Lois often corrects me in my pronunciation. That's got a two-player mode in the Bowser's Fury part, but the second bit is really just, you're just flying around, not really doing anything, the second player. So it's a bit, I don't think it's that exciting. But I love it when, you're talking about Zelda. How cool would that be if you could have two people running around in the Breath of the Wild world at the same time?
Yeah, it would be really cool. And it would also be quite, the problem is there are not many characters that you would have, so like you couldn't have Zelda with you because that's someone you eventually meet like near the end of it.
Yeah, from a story point of view it'd be a bit tricky, wouldn't it? Although I would like to see, I think they should bring Zelda in Breath of the Wild 2, you know, what do you reckon, playable Zelda?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Or like maybe, I think in Link's Awakening you could actually control the divine beasts, like that would be, that cool. Would be pretty cool to be able to go back in them.
Yeah, that would be really, really, really cool. So you mentioned before Minecraft. That's a game. Would you say that's the first game that you like really, really loved and got super, super into?
I would say so. And I definitely started out not being very good. It's a kind of a game that you have to sort of discover yourself.
How did you first hear about it?
Mainly from kind of like in school and stuff, I would hear people talking about Minecraft and be like, ooh, that sounds good. And then eventually, like, as you get older, there are more games that you're allowed to play, and then I eventually got Minecraft.
Nice. So tell me about what it is you like about Minecraft.
Kind of like, it's quite, it's not normal. Like, everything's square, and you can also do lots of cool things. Like, you'd start in creative mode, most of people, like learning all the blocks and that kind of thing, and then as you go along you can discover stuff. Like, it took me about a year, maybe two, just to discover that the Nether actually existed. Like, I would have seen like the odd clip of Minecraft videos and then them talking about Nether, and then I would just build 500 different types of portal, most of them diamond, some glowstone, just clicking them with flint and steel to see if they would make a portal.
See, this is bonkers to me, because I think of myself as someone that plays quite a lot of video games, and my knowledge of Minecraft is really limited, and so I didn't know about all these different portals and stuff like that. So I tried to help Lois, who likes playing Minecraft as well, I tried to help her with it, but I didn't really know that much about it. So how did you, you know, if your mum and dad don't necessarily know loads about Minecraft, how did you learn about it?
Mainly from friends and just trying stuff out. So for example, string in Minecraft, you can barely see it. I thought that used to be rope. And on most of the time I would just spawn a world, think I was going to do something great in it, end up building like a brick house with a door. And then it was quite cool when I discovered redstone, like how you could actually create circuits. And I love it how they've made, instead of using wires, like something you can actually mine to create stuff. So my first redstone build was probably just a pressure plate in front of a door so it would open. That's like probably how all redstone begins.
So smart. I mean, it's so smart. I absolutely love hearing about Minecraft. I think a lot of people look at it, especially a lot of, you know, big gamers like me, as in old gamers, look at it and go, well, write that off for the way it looks. But it's so smart, it's so clever, there's so much stuff, it's so deep as well, like there's so much stuff you can do with it. I think it's really, really amazing.
Yeah, like, it's because you've got an infinite world, you can do a lot in just one world, because quite a lot when you're beginning, you will have quite a few worlds where you've just like seeing all the different types of it, because you've got loads and loads of different biomes. You've got like jungles, oceans, and there are also lots of custom made stuff. So you have stuff like illager outposts, which are random towers, and then you've got villages. And you can also find very good stuff in them, so they're quite good for starting out especially in survival.
I was going to say, what would be your number one tip for someone who's starting Minecraft today? And it looks like Minecraft is so big now, it's so massive and so confusing. What advice would you give to someone starting Minecraft for the very first time today?
Well, first I would just look at all of the blocks, but I wouldn't start trying to do anything that you've heard people talking about. Like, something that's often talked about is a command block. But you can't get that by crafting, you have to use a command to get it, which takes a long time to learn about. And you can end up building, I would start with something like, just try building a house. Maybe it might look like your house, and try building out of different stuff. So you might build it out of wood planks, you might build it out of bricks. So you've definitely got a lot of variety. And also, if you explore the world, you see like new ways and new stuff. So for example, you might learn how to build a circular thing by making a square and then knocking out the corners.
Nice. Well, there you go, that's pretty good advice. I think that's a great place to start. You just yeah, like, take your house, build a version of your house. I played it a couple of times. I built a big castle, I was dead proud of it, and then I fell off. I was in survival mode, I fell off the top, died, respawned, couldn't find my castle. I never did find it. It's somewhere in that world, but I have no idea where it is.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You can, if you place a bed and then tap it, and then at night you can sleep in it, that will reset where you respawn. So say you're playing in survival, the first thing I would do, try and get a bed. And my first houses are always underground. Like, you don't really need anything to do them other than some ground.
Because they're safe. It's safer underground, is it, to dig down?
The problem is you're going to need a torch, and for torch you're going to have to cut down some trees, build a pickaxe, and then go mining. But sometimes you can spawn in places where there are hardly any caves, like, for example, an island in the middle of a desert. Ocean.
An island in a desert would be unusual, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then, but there's some places where there's loads of caves, for example, mountains, or like deserts, you can find quite a lot of ravines, so huge gaps in deserts.
Nice. All right. Well, and do you play this with your friends at school as well?
Yeah, I will call them, and then we sometimes play servers, which are a bit like games that people have created. So there's quite a good one called Build Battle, which is on the Hive, but you would have to make an account to play these. And all you do is build something, and then people will judge it and see if you like it, and then they will win.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
If you build a good design.
Have you ever won that?
No, because some of the choices are pretty random. Like, I got a hurricane once,
what?
Which I thought impossible to build.
I can't imagine how you build a hurricane out of Minecraft. I'm sure some people can, but that is pretty bonkers.
And another good tip is, maybe if you're allowed, watch people play Minecraft, because that's how I learned how to do stuff. Using like different blocks.
Yeah, a lot of YouTubers, aren't they? That just all they do is play Minecraft and teach you how to do stuff.
Like, some people do kind of mod packs where they have maybe bought something which will give them like maybe command blocks or lucky blocks, a bit like in Mario Kart or in just normal Mario, where you can hit them and they get random stuff.
Have you got a favourite Minecraft YouTuber?
I quite like someone called Mumbo Jumbo. There, he is a non-swearing YouTuber, and he mainly builds redstone, which is quite cool because he builds stuff like flying machines, which may seem impossible to start with, but you can make stuff fly by simply building a tower, leaving the top block, and then destroying the rest of it. Yeah. You've got a floating block.
Nice. Well, Mumbo Jumbo, check him out. I think is it him?
Yeah.
Nice, check him out. Well, the other game that I was going to pick your brains about, because it's another game that I hear a lot about, but I'll be honest, I don't know very much about, is Roblox. And you know a bit about Roblox, and you play a bit of Roblox.
It's quite a fun game. The problem is there's lots of games, and it might be quite hard to find one that you can actually start playing on.
So Roblox is, for anyone listening that doesn't know what it is, this is like a whole world of games. It's not even, they don't even describe it as a game. They think of it as like an ecosystem of all these other different games. And you can play different games within Roblox, is that right?
Yeah, Roblox is kind of like the house, and then all of the different rooms are games.
Love it.
So the starting games are quite good for stuff like tycoons, where all you do is just build up your tycoon, kind of a bit like your house. And then there's other games, tycoons have a bit of fighting in, but there's other games that you have no fighting in at all. And then there's games that have lots of fighting in. So for example, there's a game that I call called 3-2-1 Blast Off Simulator. The aim of the game is just fly your rocket around. And then there's another game, for example, Anime Fighting Simulator, where you train yourself and then you can fight people. But then you can also choose to play games with fighting as an option. So like tycoons, fighting is an option.
So you don't have to fight, but you can if it comes down to it.
Yeah.
And things get a bit tasty, you can do some fighting.
Yeah. And the quite good thing about Roblox is you can always find new stuff. Say you've been playing one game, remember there is more than just one game. And there's also quite a good function which recommends games for you. So say you had been trying out some games, eventually it will recommend games and you can choose them, which are probably, say you're playing non-fighting games, then they will probably be non-fighting games.
So do you play this with your friends as well?
Yeah, it's much easier than in Minecraft and stuff like that to play with people, because like you have servers in each game, and each game has a few servers, and then about 50 people in each server, and then you can create your own private servers with no one else in, which I normally do.
So that means it's just you and your friends playing instead of loads of sort of
random people. But then some games it's actually better to have lots of people in your game.
Right. And what are your favourite Roblox games that you've played? Ones that people should check out, maybe?
I quite like simulators. So in simulators, they are kind of a bit like you have a challenge and you need to complete that. And you've got role-playing games. It's a bit like you have nothing to do and you just create what you want to do. It's a bit like there's a game called Welcome to Bloxenburg, where you just build your house and then you can go around buying pizza, making sure your house doesn't light on fire, which I did by leaving my barbecue on.
What? Well, that's good. That's a good life lesson there as well. Don't ever leave your barbecue on.
And that's quite good because it's got more actual physics, like you're going to need to eat, and eventually if your house lights on fire, it will burn down.
Oh, no.
And it's pretty good because although you don't have a main role, you can do quite a lot of stuff.
And there's one more game, wasn't there, you mentioned, that was something about flying a rocket ship.
Oh, yeah, that's called 3-2-1 Blast Off Simulator. So you'll start, it will give you an introduction to the game, telling you to... You'll spawn above this fuel collecting area, and you just turn on your fuel scoop by clicking the button, and then you collect fuel, and then you'll go to your rocket, and then you stand on the yellow button, which puts the fuel into your rocket, and then there's a big dial where you can click to add your fuel. And then there's this another section called your fuel mixer, where you can add in like super boosts. So you might add in a speed boost to make you go faster and therefore get higher with your only fuel, or you can use fuel boost, which gives you 125% more fuel.
Whoa.
Or cash boost, which gives you 125% more cash.
And that's a good starting game, is it, for people when they're getting out? Does it teach you how to play it at the beginning?
Yeah, it's kind of, because there's no killing in it, and all you do is learn how to do stuff like the main physics, like jumping. And it's quite good because it's got different levels where you can fly to, called obbies, and they're challenges that you have to, like, for example, one is you jump from cloud to cloud, and then you get as a reward a picture of a cloud. And then on the next one, you have to jump from like all of these pillars, and then that one you get gems, which you can use for better scoops and buy like more boosters.
Wow, brilliant. Well, I've already learned a huge amount. I've learned more about Minecraft than I already knew, and I've learned about Roblox, which I've been trying to figure out for a very long time. So I thank you and I appreciate that. Before we wrap up, just tell me a bit about what else you're playing at the moment. Any other games that you've been playing, that you've played recently, things that you think you've really, really enjoyed and you think other people should check out?
Well, I've been playing quite a lot of, let me think. I've been playing quite a lot of this game called Good Job, where you are these two businessmen, or one if you're playing on your own, and you go around completing stuff. So your dad is the run of the business company, and it's really fun because there are no, like, even if you break everything in the entire course, you can still get through. All you need to do is just complete the set challenge. And I started off just trying to complete it, and then I'm redoing everything, just having as much fun as possible.
We absolutely love Good Job. And I've done, Lois and I did an episode about Good Job, but I think it's lost somewhere in the archive. So I'll dig that out and put that up because yeah, we talked a lot about Good Job. It's so much fun, isn't it? I love the cleaner, the little like the cleaning machine that you grab onto. And it just goes bonkers, flying around, smashing everything up. Especially on the levels when there's like all the stuff in tanks and things get broken everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, you know, we talk about playing games together. That is a really fun game to play with other people, isn't it?
Yeah, another quite one fun one to do. You take turns on this, but it's called What the Golf. It's literally mad golf.
More than crazy golf, it's mad golf. Like, next level.
Some of the challenges, you will leave, instead of hitting the ball, you'll throw yourself.
What's that? That's on the Switch?
Yeah.
That's a really funny game as well, isn't it? I think that's on Apple. I played that first on Apple Arcade, and that is a really, yeah, it's a really funny game.
Yeah, you start in this kind of lobby, and then you're hit. It's a kind of a challenge in yourself to start the actual game. You have to try and direct your ball into the different holes, and then when you get to the hole, you'll do a challenge. So, and there are set themes. So some of them you might be a person throwing yourself, and in some of them you might be a football instead of a golf ball, and in some of them you might be trying to direct loads of balls into one hole, and it's really fun, and there are lots of different levels. I don't think I'm ever going to complete it.
Yeah, I don't think I've completed it. It's absolutely enormous, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, my last question then is, as you know, this is the Family Video Games Podcast. We're all about playing video games together as a family. We play games a lot together. We play a lot of Mario Kart and things like that. But I want to know, what is it that you love about playing games together with other people?
Well, there's also a lot more stuff you can do together, because, and you also have to work as a team, because, like, say you're playing on your own, you might get a tiny bit lonely, but when you're playing together, you've got loads of fun, because you also, you need to work together. So, for example, quite a good one to do together is What the Golf. Mario Odyssey, because one of you can be a cap, and the cap has to do quite a lot of stuff. As well as Mario being quite an important character, the cap can do lots of stuff. For example, say you encountered a golden Goomba, Mario can't jump on them, so the cat has to defeat them for you.
Yeah, do you know what? I noticed that you've been playing Mario Odyssey with Lois over the weekend, and we've tried playing that before, and I thought, well, Lois struggled a bit to play it on her own, because it's quite hard, Mario Odyssey. I think it's quite a challenging game. But I noticed you working together, and that was so cool, with one of you as the hat and one of you playing Mario, and you really were working as a team on that game. That is a great game. I've never really thought about that as a co-op game, but it was cool seeing you guys working together on that.
Yeah, I think the best thing about it is the cap doesn't have to just do nothing and fly next to Mario. He actually has probably an even more important role than Mario himself, because he can capture people. So Mario could turn into a Goomba, Mario could turn into a rocket, Mario could turn into a Bullet Bill. And then as you go along, the cap has roles like, if you're defeating a main bad guy, he might have roles to clean up oil so that Mario can get past. Or he might have a job as turning into a wrecking ball so he could attack the person. And it's really fun. I think the best thing about it is that even if you're playing on your own, you can still use your hat. But yeah, the best thing is definitely doing two player because it's a lot more easy and you can always try switching roles. So say one day you might be playing as Mario and the next day is to be playing as Cappy.
Yeah, that's cool. You can take turns, can't you? Who does what? So that's what you love about playing together. It's just sharing that experience with somebody else and having fun with them.
Yeah. I think that also another good thing about that is you can play from really far away, because I live really, 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 really far away from Lois and Uncle James. It's quite good. So I would call him up and then we can play games that we both have on our switches.
Yeah, that is something you couldn't, you know, when I was a kid, that wasn't an option. And I love that, yeah, because we do live millions of miles apart, unfortunately, so we don't get to get together as often as I would like. But yeah, we can play, you know, we stick a video call on, don't we? And we can play Mario Kart, we play Minecraft, we can play whatever. You can play with Lois, we can all play a game together. It's really good fun. I'm hoping that we're going to play a few more rounds of golf at some point very soon. We've been playing Mario Golf over the weekend. We're going to be talking a bit about that probably next week. But yeah, that was a fun game, wasn't it?
Yeah, the best thing about it, it's golf mixed with a lot more fun, because you can choose modes like where when you hit the ball, you have to run like as fast as you can after your ball and then hit it again. And it's kind of a bit like a race mixed with golf. And then you've also got, like, in all Mario, special moves and that kind of stuff. So you can get, like, the upper foot to get your ball or to hit it. And then you've got, like, you can do normally where you just take turns and hit the ball, or you can battle it out. And it's really, really fun.
Yeah, it is really fun. Yeah, we'll definitely talk a bit more about that over the course of the next coming weeks. But unfortunately, our time has come to an end. You've got to get back on the road and start making your way back down south again, unfortunately. But I think we should do this again, don't you? I think we should get you on. I can get you on a Zoom call on some sort of video chat, and we can record another episode of this in a few weeks if you're up for doing another one.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Ollie, and thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more from us, then please do subscribe to the podcast and make sure you get it each and every single week. Give us a like on our social media channels, Game Together UK on Instagram and also on Twitter. And until next week, thank you, Ollie, for joining us. And as always, game together!